Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the heart of liberal Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Best friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Now here are your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we are sliding into the Tuesday 4 o'clock happy hour, and I'm happy to announce we've been joined by a fine guest, a friend of ours. He's John Nichols with The Nation, with the Cap Times. Now, joining us on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, John, welcome back. How you doing, man?
Good to be with you, brother. How you doing?
Thank you, John. Good to be with you as well.
Well, fair to middling, John. It's my anniversary. And my wife heard me give her a little shout-out on the air, so hopefully that will preempt the need for a gift.
Good luck with that.
Well, which anniversary is it?
19, John.
Well, yeah, it's an off year, but I'm going to say probably not. I think you might want to stop on the way home. You know?
I've got schemes in mind, John, but let's talk politics. You know, my personal
flowers are broadly available.
What's that, John? Flowers?
Flowers are broadly available.
I was thinking maybe some tickets to a fine live event later this week of the comedy
Perfect.
Sort, but we'll see. John Nichols, got to ask you about Afghanistan. It has dominated all the conversation, all the news, and obviously we've got some of these Afghani refugees being moved right here to the great state of Wisconsin. Fort McCoy might be the location, and we got some very squeamish Republican Congress people. They're losing their mind, John. There's terrorists in our midst. First and foremost, should we be scared of the refugees, John?
Nope. I'm going to say that on balance, we should not be afraid of the refugees. I think that, look, this is something we've heard again and again throughout history. People coming from other places are, coming here to do us harm, right? That there's some kind of threat. The reality is that most history tells us that refugees come to this country for exactly the same reason that we would expect they would come. They come here because this is a place that they see as safe, with opportunities, and they want to be safe, and they want to have opportunities. And overwhelmingly, I think that the refugees who come to Wisconsin will be a tremendous benefit to this state. So I say welcome.
John, how do you think the broader populace will view the end of this war? Will it be to Joe Biden's detriment politically? Will we move on? Will a year from now, it just Joe Biden ended the war? Or do you think a year from now, we're going to see, reel after reel on Fox News as they try to clobber Joe with this topic for the midterms? Where do you think we are even a year from now on this topic, John?
Sure. Reel after reel on Fox News isn't going to change a lot of voters, right? I mean, by and large, the people who are watching Fox News are already committed. So it's reinforcing them, and it gets them to turn out. And so I'll just ask you the simple question. How far did Benghazi get him?
Well, there was no President Hillary Clinton, so, perhaps
that
he mixed bag, John.
I mean, she won the popular vote.
Come on, man. I don't want to relitigate 2016. We can't even get done relitigating 2020, sir.
But I'll tell you a subtlety of congressional elections. Unlike the presidential election, they are decided by popular vote. And so as a result, if Democrats come out with substantially higher level of support, they're going to do, they by and large are going to win a lot of races. If they get lower support, they won't. That's unlike the presidential race. And so what I would suggest to you is this: that Republicans have always had sort of a default position that they're going to go to some foreign policy issue that they want to emphasize because they think that it will help them to prevail, especially in midterm elections. And the evidence is not as strong as you might think. I mean, you're right that in 2016, there may have been a few folks, I suppose, who were influenced by Benghazi, but very little evidence that it had an impact in 2018, despite the fact that you'd had Republicans making a very big deal about it when they were in charge of the House, especially during that period from after the 2016 election. And so my sense is that Americans are pretty sensible about this stuff. They will look at it and say they are glad we're out of the war in Afghanistan. And polling data suggests that there's overwhelming enthusiasm for ending this war. That crosses lines, by the way, of partisanship and ideology. Secondly, I think most Americans, maybe it is a naive few, who think that wars end pretty, right? That they, you know, that they can all just be wrapped up in a nice little box and everything settles out. But I think most Americans understand that the ends of wars tend to be messy and difficult. I've covered wars, and I can tell you, the playout is never as simple as the commentators or the talking heads on TV would have it be. And so my sense is that a year from now, most Americans will be glad that we're not in Afghanistan. And they will recognize that while it didn't end as pretty as some of the TV talking heads would imagine that it could or would want it to, that Biden actually got about, I guess, 120,000 people out during the period since July. And, you know, a lot of pretty heroic stories of getting people, not just Americans out, but also people who had aided the Americans, many of whom will be resettled as refugees. And so if you put the two questions you've asked here together, you end up in an interesting situation. For the Republicans to prevail, they have to convince you that Biden didn't do enough to get refugees out and get people out of Afghanistan, but he did too much to bring all the people he got out to the U.S. That's a pretty complicated construct there. And my sense is the 2022 election is going to be about issues like healthcare, education, you know, the kind of the basics of a functioning America, perhaps even a lingering COVID crisis rather than foreign policy.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. John Nichols, the national affairs correspondent with The Nation, also, of course, with the Cap Times. John, that won't stop the Republicans from trying. The president's speech today, pretty lengthy, went into some of the details of the circumstances of the previous administration. We had our pal Matt Flynn on earlier. His sense is that he thought the president was defensive in his speech today. I wanted to get your sense. What was your initial takeaway, John?
I think he has been defensive. And I think that was true in his initial speech about a week or so ago. And it's been true in more recent, kind of comments and stuff like that. And that's a problematic reality because the president's job in this is to make a decision and be clear in his decision. And then explain it to the American people. Again, I think the American people can handle the reality that the ends of wars are not pretty, that they have their difficult components of them, and they're sometimes horrific components of them, and certainly we saw that a couple days ago. And so what Biden needs to do, I think, is to be clear, concise, not to talk it to death, as he sometimes has a tendency to do, and kind of forward looking on this to suggest that, you know, the U.S. is out of Afghanistan. That's what Donald Trump and Joe Biden both wanted, and frankly what the overwhelming majority of Americans want, that a tremendous number of Americans and Afghan allies of the U.S. have left Afghanistan to go to safer places for them, what they see to be, and what I think they credibly understand to be safer places. We've got a challenge ahead in that resettlement. And we also have a challenge ahead in that region to figure out how we will relate to the Taliban, to countries in the region. And you know, ideally you find some diplomatic relationship that allows for the continued exit of refugees, as well as any Americans who may still be on the ground. And on top of that, that encourages, does everything in its power to make sure that Afghanistan doesn't become a dangerous player on the world stage. And in this regard, this is where I think Biden needs to not be defensive, but be very strong. And that is in framing out what the U.S. policy going forward will be and how the U.S. will ideally work with the United Nations and other countries to try and maintain as much stability as possible in that part of the world. I mean, that's what he should be talking about, not, you know, trying to blame people on the ground in Afghanistan, which he did in his first speech, or, frankly, blaming intelligence and things of that nature. You know, one of the reasons that Joe Biden was elected president was because of his immense experience. And that experience was supposed to help him to, you know, see through bad intelligence to maybe, or at least to weigh it with the best possible judgment. And so when he gets defensive about it, I don't think it plays well, because unlike, for instance, the Donald Trump, who you knew didn't know anything about anything, Joe Biden is supposed to know a lot about a lot of stuff, and as such, ought to be making decisions based on his knowledge, based on his experience. And at the end of the day, by the way, I think he did do that. And now he's looking in hindsight and seeing, you know, a lot of criticism, a lot of unpleasantness, and over-talking the response to it rather than, again, being clear, concise, and forward-looking.
John Nichols, always clear, concise, and forward-looking. Friend of ours, John, from The Nation, from the Cap Times. Always appreciate when you come around, sir.
Thanks, John.
Pleasure to be with you. Good talking to you both.
Folks, come back with us. Phone line's open. You could be next.
844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Got some sound from Rojo. And remember that former guy speaker from Janesville? He's also got some sound. We'll be right back.